Chapter 76. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, Xu Ting accepted the surrender. This time, it was her deputy who couldn't understand. Why not simply conquer Dawen completely and eliminate future threats once and for all? Blinded by their string of victories, many in the army wanted to keep fighting, unwilling to accept surrender. Winter is coming, Xu Ting told her. Our current situation has already exceeded expectations. If we push further, our preparations won't be enough. Knowing when to stop is the wise choice. Besides, there was still Shaoshang, another lurking threat. If Dawen were completely wiped out, how would Shaoshang react? They would feel their lips were gone, leaving their teeth exposed, like a fox mourning the death of a rabbit. At that point, Shaoshang would undoubtedly intervene. Shaoshang's strength couldn't be underestimated. Dian might be able to handle Dawen alone, but what if Shaoshang joined the fight? This invasion had Shaoshang's hand behind it, sooner or later. Xu Ting would settle the score with them, but not now. I understand, General, the deputy said, finally convinced by Xu Ting's far-sighted judgment. Shame flickered in her heart. But perhaps no one remembered that Xu Ting still had a husband at home, nearly full term with their child. In the end, Dian accepted Dawen's surrender, but refused to return the conquered cities. As the defeated party, Dawen could only swallow the humiliation in silence. From then on, Dawen lost half of its territory, transforming from a once mighty warrior into a frail, helpless figure, doomed to be at the mercy of others. When news of Dian's victory in Shangao reached the capital, Du Xian was overjoyed, because it meant Xu Ting could finally come home. However, Xu Ting did not immediately return, choosing instead to continue the conquest. Upon hearing this, Du Xian felt a wave of disappointment, yet deep down, he couldn't help but think about his wife. Han Ji, worried that Du Xian would be heartbroken, came to comfort him. But Du Xian only gave a faint smile and said, Father, I understand. They all knew. Xu Ting would most likely not make it back in time for the birth. By September, the weather had turned completely cold. The entire Zhenbian Queen's palace was filled with a heavy atmosphere. Everyone walked on eggshells, waiting anxiously. Du Xian's due date was drawing near. He was supported as he walked slowly in the courtyard. The doctor had advised that regular movement would help with labor. Without Xu Ting by his side, Du Xian had lost much of his usual vitality. Earlier in spring, he'd planted a whole garden of azaleas in Qingfeng Courtyard, but now the flowers had long withered, leaving behind nothing but bare branches. The desolate sight stirred a wave of grievance and loneliness in his heart. Unable to hold back, Du Xian's eyes filled with tears, his heart aching with the bitterness of abandonment. Xu Kan panicked, trying to console him. Master, please don't be sad, the lady will surely return soon. But the hormonal shifts from pregnancy made Du Xian's emotions harder to control. His chest began to heave, and soon he was sobbing uncontrollably, cradling his swollen belly. Xu Kan's face paled, he quickly called out, Someone come! Hurry! Suddenly, a sharp pain shot through Du Xian's abdomen. He clutched Xu Kan's arm tightly, his voice trembling. Xu Kan, Xu Kan, the entire palace, long on high alert, sprang into action. Doctors, midwives, and even Han Ji came rushing over. At this moment, Du Xian could no longer stand. He clung to Han Ji's hand, his face pale and panic-stricken. Father, I don't want to give birth. I want to wait for Xu Ting. Han Ji's heart ached, but he kept soothing him, Good child, don't be afraid. It will be over soon. Tinger will come back. If something happens to you, how will she live on? Be strong, father is here with you. Du Xian was carried into the birthing chamber, which had been prepared for days. The entire Zhenbian Queen's palace was in chaos. Han Ji paced back and forth in the main hall, unable to sit still. He knew from experience, the first birth was always the hardest. But hours passed, and there was still no progress. Inside the room, Du Xian's cries of pain echoed, making everyone outside even more anxious. Suddenly, the midwife rushed out, hands covered in blood, her face pale. Master Han, it's not good. Young Master Du is having a difficult labor. Han Ji's legs went weak. He collapsed into a chair with a loud thud. Save them both, I don't care what it takes. If you can save both, I'll reward you with 100 taels of gold. The midwife stomped her foot, gritting her teeth. I'll do my best, Master. Just as she was about to run back inside, Han Ji suddenly grabbed her wrist tightly. If there's no other choice, save the father. The midwife's eyes flickered with hesitation before she finally sighed, "Understood." Dash dash dash. The heavy curtains blocked out the smell of blood. Outside, Han Ji sat trembling. If he couldn't protect Du Xian, how would he ever face his daughter again? Han Ji couldn't help but cover his face, his heart aching. By the end, Du Xian had lost all strength and consciousness, relying solely on his stubborn willpower to hold on. The servants kept pouring ginseng soup into his mouth, but his cracked lips could only weakly murmur one name. Xu Ting, Xu Ting. Han Ji could no longer bear it. He lifted the curtain and stepped into the birthing chamber, rushing to Du Xian's side. He tightly gripped Du Xian's trembling hand. "Good child, hold on. Don't fall asleep. Think of Tinger." In his hazy state, Du Xian heard the name of his beloved. The image of Xu Ting flashed in his mind, that steadfast figure standing tall on the battlefield. Even with his body as heavy as lead, a faint trace of strength seemed to rise again from deep within him. Han Ji's eyes lit up. "Yes, that's it. Hang on for her." Dash dash dash. At dawn, after what felt like an endless night of torment, Du Xian finally gave birth to a baby boy. The midwife wiped the sweat from her forehead, beaming with joy. "Congratulations, Master Han. Congratulations, young Master Du. It's a little prince." Han Ji fulfilled his promise, rewarding the midwife with enough gold to live in wealth and comfort for the rest of her life. Dash dash dash. Exhausted and drained, Du Xian passed out, his body limp. The newborn's soft, kitten-like cries echoed through the room, tugging at everyone's heartstrings. Han Ji immediately summoned the physician. After a careful examination, the physician reported with relief, "The young master will recover, but the labor was too difficult. The injuries are severe, he may not be able to bear children again." Han Ji's heart clenched, but looking at the tiny child swaddled in blankets and Du Xian's pale face, he could only sigh with mixed emotions. He gently brushed away the damp hair from Du Xian's forehead and whispered, "Good child. You've done enough. You kept yourself and the little one safe. That's all that matters." Han Ji was completely stunned, letting out a long sigh. This was fate. Dash dash dash. Another winter arrived, and the victorious army finally returned to the capital. As the empress, Yan Yunshu personally went to welcome Xu Ting, showcasing the glory and honor she had earned. However, Xu Ting's heart was like an arrow returning home. After completing the formal ceremonies, she rode straight toward the Zhenbian Palace. On the long street where the palace was located, countless citizens cleared the wide road for Xu Ting, standing on both sides and cheering for her. Some enthusiastic young men even tossed silk flowers and embroidered pouches from second-floor windows. But Xu Ting seemed to hear nothing. Her eyes were fixed straight ahead, her heart only held one person. Hefeng stopped at the palace gates. Xu Ting dismounted without looking back, leaving Hefeng to be led away by the servants. When she returned to Qingfeng Courtyard, everything looked the same, yet something felt different. "Xu Ting." Xu Ting strode forward, wrapping her beloved tightly in her arms. Du Xian was extremely weak, having lost a lot of weight. Xu Ting looked at him, her heart filled with guilt. "I'm sorry." However, Du Xian didn't let Xu Ting continue. He snuggled into her arms, smiling happily, "Look at our little young master." Xu Ken gently carried the sleeping soft little creature and handed him to Xu Ting. He was beautiful, like a little angel, inheriting all the best features of both Xu Ting and Du Xian. It was easy to imagine that when he grew up, he would become a handsome young gentleman. Holding this soft, warm life in her arms, Xu Ting felt something miraculous, like everything had finally settled. She returned from the battlefield, bringing with her peace and serenity. Why? The general's victorious return triggered a grand ceremony on the imperial court, where merits were evaluated and rewards were granted. No one expected that the already highly favored Zhenbian Palace could be elevated even further. Before the court session, Xu Ting had met with Yan Yunshu, and the two reached an agreement. The rewards had been carefully discussed between them. Yan Yunshu officially revoked Xu Xuan's title of Zhenbian Queen, leaving her only an honorary title in the capital. Meanwhile, Yan Yunshu conferred upon Xu Ting the title of Yizi Bingjian Queen, sending her to guard the newly established Yongzhou, the land reclaimed from Dawen. This territory was now officially incorporated into Dian under the name Yongzhou, with a new administrative system in place. This war taught the imperial court a valuable lesson: the borderlands could not be left without a great general to guard them. Otherwise, such incidents would undoubtedly happen again. This also marked the end of Xu Xuan's era and the beginning of Xu Ting's reign. In the years that followed, Dian's territory expanded rapidly, laying the foundation for the nation's future borders. Many historians enthusiastically studied this period, and they discovered that Dian's aggressive expansion could seemingly be traced back to a private meeting between Yizi Bingji and Queen Xu Ting and Empress Ningwu. This secret meeting took place just before the Empress conferred Xu Ting's title. Afterward, Xu Ting departed for Yangzhou, embarking on a journey that would carve her name into history. T.N. Thank you readers for joining me on this journey. I appreciate your patience with the errors in the early chapters. I'll try to correct them whenever I get time. Thank you for your support.